fertilizer prices.
As those prices of fertilizer continue to increase, Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Kara Hart has more.
CHS Hedging crop nutrient risk management consultant Chris Schwartz doesn't think the U.S. has seen the full ramifications of what's actually happening in the fertilizer supply situation.
We've seen NOLA probably almost quadruple. Today, I think we'll probably trade $7.50 on a NOLA basis versus last year, probably at this time, $2.50. So that's triple, but I think we'll see it quadruple before this is done. So I think on nitrogen side of things, we will probably see, you know, quadruple the price of last year. Whereas on the phosphate side, we're only up, you know, we're probably almost $4.50, almost $5 at this time last year. We're $6.50, $6.80 right now. Phos is a completely different situation. It does not have, there's not a lot of things driving phos, let's just say it that way. There are real fundamentals driving nitrogen that can't be ignored.
It's mostly supply challenges right now.
Our cost of production is prohibiting product from being produced because it is so high priced to produce. The farmer might be sitting out here and thinking, what should I do? Well, between now and probably April or May, these prices probably can't break. They can probably only go up. Okay, is it profitable? Is it not? Should I be looking at beans? Should I be looking at wheat? Should I be looking at other things? Or can I still make money at these numbers? And if I can, then I think you should lock them in.
Farmers may want to take advantage of prepay for fertilizer. At this time, Schwartz thinks only a small portion of farmers, about 20% to 30%, have already done that. The majority of farmers are still likely trying to factor in what they'll do for next year.
Look at corn at 520, 530 on DEES 22, and you look at $800 probably urea today delivered, and those numbers don't really work well together. But, you know, you look at wheat, you look at some of those values you can get on wheat, and, you know, far less input costs on nitrogen, and guess what? Those might work. So I expect to see some switching.
Reporting Agriculture Business. I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.
It's an active